duos, greater unity, but a differentiated unity. The earth behaves like an organism. Now beware, and here we have no excuse, that this purposiveness is only an illusion due to selection. There is no competition, no selection, no millions of earths, earths of which only one would survive. Second shock. The existence of the only even one solely unit living planet requires the existence and the properties of the universe as it is. It cannot be greater or smaller, older or younger, more massive or less massive. The conditions within which life can exist on Earth are extremely, terribly narrow. Let you show a picture of God, which must choose among the huge hyperastronomical numbers of initial conditions within the multi-space moment communication with three space, and because it's like that, it is a million space time great, huge space, in which it must choose the very point, in order to make the universe at least such to make life possible. Now, nevertheless, universe is also by definition one. This is a joke saying define universe and give two examples. But universe, it seems, when we follow the history, the ages of universe, because universe nowadays, we can speak also of history. It's a history which is again full of purpose, which seems to point towards creating the living planet, the planet Earth, to it converges all its processes. It doesn't seem to be processes, but behavior, purposeful acting towards our existence, toward the existence of man. And I perhaps forgot to say the first, the hypothesis of the theory which makes us planet Earth as living being is called Gaia hypothesis. You can see here the picture. I can show it to you. It's a very ugly picture, I admit, but still this is the created rubber making choice that Earth is living, that man is on Earth, at the same time that it reminds us of the ancient time and the reason for that people did virtually separated and cannot reflect the result of their evolution themselves. And still, seeing bad. And when God will die, which we can do because seeing farther and farther, we see the universe younger and younger, we touch organs and it's best. We hear the echo of the Big Bang, of its mysterious beginning. It seems it's an universe which behaves or manifests as a whole, pointing to what? To us, I know it's very too proud, too pompous to say things like that. But history, as we said, is not a phenomenon for scientific explanation. It is something we can approach and understand through narrativity. We cannot say in any system, smallest system where feedback takes place, why it was so. But once it occurs, we could understand the logic, the narrative logic of endeavor. The ancient were wise when they had their myth. Mythos doesn't mean something invented. And certainly, doesn't substitute for explanation. They didn't need explanation. They wanted to understand, to be coherent with the being. And telling a story means putting your sound on the same, let's say, wavelengths of the being itself, of which we are part. Now, to end with where I began. To tell, for a story, to be a story, to have a logic, to have the idea, to have its inner time, the time of narrative, its inner space, the space which is the stage of the drama, which evolves. This requires at least a narrator, and a hear somebody who understands, who gets aware, who realizes his own part in the whole. Now here, the English language can come to our help, because in English, to realize, means at the same time to put in act, to make, to actualize, at the same time to get aware, to know it's happening, and it's and I know it now. Now, this is the content of the strong version of anthropic principle, which says universe, for its existence, needed an intelligent observer. Let's say a narrator. If universe is not a functioning system as a clockwork we saw, because it's not a ready-made clockwork, but an evolving being or evolution of being itself. Now they must be counted, told, narrated, accepted. And this means that it must have a logic. It must have someone who understands and who says it, and by saying it to maintain it. It has much to do with the very fact that in quantum physics events cannot be without the observer and so on. It has much to do with that, but we won't enter into it. Yet then by the fact that as a piece of art, who needs its creator? But not only that, it needs its audience, its observers, those who appreciate, who say, who just who are those in whom the subject of the beauty, or the message, or the meaning. So is the universe. Just for this reason, it was Kriyatva means something which has to be created to get to become. Not something which is made, which is ready made, which is here, and it functions for no purpose at all, but for a godly purpose. We poorly mortals cannot understand. This recovery, this of understanding, is a different type of feedback we are used to from classical science. But classical science, which did find out or define this great idea of feedback, in the same time found its own graveyard. We must extend the idea of feedback from the two-level meaning of physical causality to that of spiritual unity. This was the message.